This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back, second hour of the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex. Going to be joined by David Knight in a second. First, though, let's go to this clip out of Atlanta, which had been reported. Dr. dons Ebola protection suit to protest CDC. He's calling the CDC liars for their handling of this Ebola situation. Let's go to the clip.
My name is Dr. Gil Mobley. I'm an MD. I'm an emergency trauma physician and a microbiologist. I'm here this morning in the Atlanta airport to put out a public call for action. I believe the CDC is being dishonest with us about the propensity of importing Ebola cases to the United States. Once this disease consumes every third world country, as surely it will, because they lack the same basic infrastructure as Sierra Leone and Liberia, it will devour these countries. And at that point, we will be importing clusters of Ebola on a daily basis. That will overwhelm any advanced country's ability to contain the clusters of isolation and quarantine. That spells bad news. The CDC last week said the chance of importing Ebola was infinitesimal, and that was the same day the patient was misdiagnosed in Dallas. The CDC is derelict in their duty. Yesterday, I came through International Customs in the Atlanta airport. The only question they asked arriving passengers is if they had tobacco or alcohol. That is derelict of duty. The CDC is asleep at the wheel.
Protesting against the CDC at Atlanta Airport, as I mentioned earlier, a CNN news crew who came back from Liberia basically told the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol that they had been in Liberia in close quarters with people infected with Ebola. They were reporting on the situation. Basically, Border Patrol were not interested. They did nothing. They asked no questions. They took no tests. This was a couple of days before the outbreak. And as this doctor said, the CDC said it was an infinitesimal probability that the United States would see a case of this. Now it's arrived. So we've got anger protests against the CDC. David Knight joins us in studio for the latest on what the CDC is saying about the Ebola outbreak in Africa. David, what's the latest?
Well, now, Paul, they're saying that it's going to possibly reach anywhere from 500,000 to 1.5 million cases in West Africa by January. That's just 3 or 4 months away. That is a huge number if you look at the population, because that's just two countries where it's the worst right now, Sierra Leone and Liberia. Those two countries have a combined population of only about 10 million people. So you're looking at a very high percentage. You're looking at about 5% to 20% of the population the CDC is projecting is going to come down with Ebola by January in those West African countries. And so that really kind of puts all this that we've been hearing from Rick Perry and the CDC about how, don't worry, we have a wonderful medical infrastructure here compared to West Africa. Yes, we do. We also have a much larger population. We do not have infinite resources to handle anything. So what happens when you start to get a massive exponential increase in cases and you don't have the hospital staff, you don't have the capacity to deal with this? Because right now, it is still growing exponentially. We've got some other figures. We're going to break down those figures in detail coming from the CDC. We've also got some other information that I think people would like to know in some other areas. We've got Californians are now going to be able to get their relatives disarmed with a new law that's been passed in California. The U.S. government has relaxed the standards on killing civilians with drones in areas that are supposedly affected by ISIS. So we have some interest. And also there's another story out of Hong Kong, as that's building to a conflict. There's a story out of the Wall Street Journal talking about how there's a Christian subtext to this protest, besides the heavy-handedness of China saying that they're going to pick who the candidates are.
And we'll be back with that and more. We've also got Lionel from Lionel Media coming up in the third hour to discuss a host of subjects. More on Ebola coming up, more of your calls. David Knight in studio. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Keep it locked in.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones Show Live, Thursday, October 2nd edition. Here's an article out of WorldNet Daily. We're going to talk about Obama, or President Ebola, as Michael Savage is calling him. Ebola has now entered the U.S. because of President Obama's open borders policy, charged talk radio host Michael Savage. Referring to the commander-in-chief as President Ebola, Savage said on his nationally syndicated show Wednesday, the quote, only solution is zero travel in and out of West Africa for any American. You let nobody in from a country where you have a raging epidemic, he said, emphasizing microbes do not discriminate. You isolate, you quarantine an entire nation if necessary. That's what Michael Savage is saying. We also
He's an epidemiologist, isn't he, Paul?
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Doctorate in epidemiology. So that's what he's saying. Also, we had a strange story, which you mentioned, David, just during the break, which was this September 16th meeting that Obama had with the CDC and this incident which happened in the elevator. Explain that.
Yeah, I got a call from Richard Reeves here at InfoWars, and he noticed this connection, and he said, everybody is talking about this being essentially the final straw for the director of the Secret Service when she got fired. He went to visit the CDC in Atlanta, and while he's on an elevator, there was a private security guard that they found had a gun that the Secret Service didn't know about. After they found out about it, it was a huge, obvious breach in protocol for them. But what nobody is talking about is the fact that Obama visited the CDC on September the 16th to talk about Ebola. At the same time, he's giving us assurances, don't worry, it's not going to come here. Okay, so that's an interesting data point, I think. Along with the other disinformation that we're hearing just yesterday, that Josh Earnest told the White House press secretary, told reporters that they have screening processes and procedures in place at our borders. They don't have that. Anybody that travels knows that they don't have it. And they had a doctor very, very angry about that who did a protest. What was that? That was at the Atlanta airport where the CDC is. He donned a protective suit and wrote on the suit, the CDC is lying. And we have a clip of that, too. We played that in just the last segment when we had the news. A lot of people don't get that. They get local news on that. Let's
go ahead and roll that clip again. The doctor.
My name is Dr. Gil Mobley. I'm an MD. I'm an emergency trauma physician and a microbiologist. I'm here this morning at the Atlanta airport to put out a public call for action. I believe the CDC is being dishonest with us about the propensity of importing Ebola cases to the United States. Once this disease consumes every third world country, and surely it will, because they lack the same basic infrastructure as Sierra Leone and Liberia, it will devour these countries. And at that point, we will be importing clusters of Ebola on a daily basis. That will overwhelm any advanced country's ability to contain the clusters of isolation and quarantine. That spells bad news. The CDC last week said the chance of importing Ebola was infinitesimal, and that was the same day the patient was misdiagnosed in Dallas. The CDC is derelict in their duty. Yesterday, I came through International Customs in the Atlanta airport. The only question they asked arriving passengers is if they had tobacco or alcohol. That is dereliction of duty. The CDC is asleep at the wheel. My name is Dr.
And that's very interesting, yeah.
And I mean, as I said earlier, these CNN reporters that had been to Liberia, they'd been in close quarters with these infected, exposed Ebola victims. They told the customs and border people directly, look, we've just been in Liberia. You need to do some tests on us just to make sure. And they ran no tests whatsoever. I mean, you know, I came in last week. They were certain to get my biometric fingerprints, but nobody who came through got tested for any kind of temperature, even though back in 2009 with the swine flu outbreak, literally when we landed in China, they boarded the plane in hazmat suits before you could get off the plane, scanned everybody's temperatures. So, I mean, David, do you agree that the CDC is basically asleep at the wheel, despite the fact they've been telling us for weeks that they were prepared for this?
Oh, absolutely. And when you look at the fact that Obama, on September 16th, long before we learned about this, even before the guy landed in the United States, they're saying that there's not any concern, but he's meeting with people at the CDC. And then we have this article up on InfoWars today. Disaster teams were notified months ago that they would be activated in October. I find that interesting. Now, combine that with this report from the CDC that's estimating the future number of cases in the Ebola epidemic in Liberia and Sierra Leone. Now, what they are predicting is that those cases are going, if you look at this chart, if you're watching the broadcast, essentially you've got a hockey stick. Now, everybody has seen the hockey stick, the exponential growth graph, when Al Gore is trying to scare everybody about global warming. Here we have something that many people are being criticized, saying we're fear-mongering, we're creating hysteria, and yet part of the hysteria is being created because they're not being up front with people. They're not advising people what the real risks and what they're seeing. They do the reports, but they're pretty much hidden. It's not being widely reported. This is a report that came out actually before they released the information about this individual. This is September the 26th. So this is something that had been in the works for a while. And they point out that within just 6 months, this was first identified in West Africa and Guinea on March 22nd of this year. So it's only been about 6 months They say still the number of cases in Liberia are doubling every 15 to 20 days. That's one of the reasons why we're seeing survival rates of 50%. It's not that 50% of the people are getting better. It's just that the number of cases is expanding so rapidly that it makes it look like the number of people that are dying there is actually lower. The actual casualty figure and prognosis for people is about a 70% death rate. And Sierra Leone is not far behind. Now, to put this in perspective, Liberia only has a little over 4 million people. It's got a population about the size of North Carolina. Imagine if there were 3,000 cases of Ebola in North Carolina and you'd already had 2,000 deaths. That's what we're looking at. If you want to normalize that back to the United States, we're looking at a situation that went from just starting 6 months ago to a situation, if you normalize those numbers up to the population of the United States, about 300,000 people coming down with Ebola and about 200,000 dying. Now, that's what this doctor just said, that although we have a wonderful medical system here, they don't have the resources to handle that kind of massive pandemic, and that's the issue. We could easily be overwhelmed with that, just as people in West Africa have been overwhelmed with that, their infrastructure, everything in that country. The doctor at Emory University talked to Scientific American, and he told them they had 21 nurses, 5 doctors, and hundreds of staff persons working with those two people that they brought back, the first two, Kent Branley, Dr. Kent Branley, and the assistant. And now, how many times can they do that? They did that, and they were able, they had that many people because they had to sterilize everything. They got in industrial autoclaves to burn and sterilize everything they came in contact with. So they had a massive amount of staff for just those two people. What happens to our medical capacity when that number expands exponentially? Already today, we saw just yesterday they were saying they're isolating 12 to 18 people. Then we see this morning it was 80. Now Reuters is reporting 100 people have come in contact. Now, they're not isolating these people yet. They've only isolated 4 people. So they're still allowing these other people. I don't know what they're doing to monitor them. I mean, considering the press conference yesterday, I think that did a lot to scare a lot of people. The fact that they would make that kind of mistake and the fact that they would not even address it up front is what I find absolutely amazing.
Right. They were trying to cover their tracks. I mean, 100 people exposed, those are the people they know about. I mean, how long was it? 4 days he was walking around Dallas. There could be hundreds more that were exposed that they don't know about, and there's no way to track them down.
Well, they're only concerned about two things, continuity of government and continuity of their career. Okay, so they're not going to admit that anything is wrong. When I started in engineering, I was working with quality control. If we had something that went wrong, the first thing we had to do to a customer was to explain to them what the procedures were that we screwed up and how those were going to be changed that wouldn't happen again. We didn't hear that from Rick Perry. We didn't hear that from the Texas officials or the CDC. We just heard, don't worry, we're experts. We've been working on this for years. We know what we're doing, and we've got a great system here in America.
I mean,
America, go.
I mean, I watched that yesterday, and it didn't seem very convincing. They seemed to be in quite of a fluster trying to answer those questions that were being thrown at them. But another point is, you know, you mentioned when Bradley was brought in with the other doctors, the sophisticated procedures that were necessary to ensure his proper isolation. We don't know if that's the case in the Texas hospital. Also, planes. You cannot sterilize planes. You know, they're massive flying computers. There were experts on CNN today saying that it's just not possible to sterilize planes. So Ebola victims could have been on planes, they could be reused for subsequent journeys, and other people could become infected. So all kinds of possibilities here. Then we have a seeming cover-up to some extent, or just trying to dampen hysteria on this potential for the airborne transmission of Ebola. Again, a story out of Infowars.com yesterday, Canadian Health Agency deletes info on airborne spread of Ebola, and they had it in their original mode of transmission directives on their official website, the Public Health Agency of Canada, quote, airborne spread of Ebola among humans is strongly suspected. Later, that was amended to read airborne transmission has not been demonstrated between non-human primates. And again, the UN chief, the head of the Ebola team for the United Nations, came out today and said that there's a nightmare prospect that the virus could mutate and become airborne if it's not quickly brought under control. So, of course, current understanding is that it's not airborne, but his point is if we allow it to circulate, if we don't nip it in the bud now, then it could mutate as it spreads amongst the population, and that could cause it to go airborne. Again, that's not InfoWars saying that. It's not Alex Jones saying that. It's the head of the UN Ebola team saying that, David Knight.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And I got to say, when I read the account last night of the patient who came here and what he was doing before he came here, it was pretty clear that it's not being communicated to the people of Liberia what they need to do to protect themselves from the spread of the disease. And the problem is, it's not being communicated to people of America either.
We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show with David Knight taking some of your calls. Stay tuned. Breaking news, Infowars.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Gambler understands.
Alex Jones Show live with me, Paul Joseph Watson, and David Knight in studio. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to Lionel, who has been a regular guest and contributor to Infowars.com. He's going to talk about some of the cultural issues that surround these subjects. He's going to talk about ISIS, Syria, and a number of different other topics. Now we're talking about Hong Kong, because, of course, we had these huge protests erupt over the past few days. I put out an article on Infowars.com. Hong Kong politician fears mini Tiananmen in response to unrest. And this was a politician who was actually against the protesters. She blamed the political party that she was in opposition to for stirring up these protesters. So this invocation of a potential new Tiananmen Square in terms of a Beijing military crackdown on these demonstrators could be seen as more of a threat than anything. But she basically said that they should respect authority. They shouldn't be carrying out these protests against the Chinese government, because this started back in August, I believe it was, where China put out this advisory where they said that they now see Hong Kong as basically their own fiefdom after the special administrative region was handed to them by the British back in 1997, under the understanding that Hong Kong would retain its political freedoms, its electoral freedoms, until at least 2047. So now China comes in and says, we have the right to choose your political candidates before you can vote on them. Understandably, that has caused a massive revolt in Hong Kong. Now we've got huge protests, tear gas, some police brutality attempting to disperse those demonstrators. And David Knight, more on this in terms of the identity of the protest movement involved in this.
Yeah, Paul, so much for the promises of communists, okay? They said they're going to give them 50 years, and already they're cracking down here. But it's starting to reach ahead again. They have Hong Kong protesters. They tried to get them to stand down. Even some of the leaders were telling them to stand down, and yet the people stepped up their demonstrations. They occupied offices. Now we have reports out of The Guardian today that police have been seen carrying rubber bullets and other kit into compound housing offices of the chief executive that they are occupying. They said pictures that are widely shared on social media are showing police carrying long boxes, a barrel that is labeled round 38-millimeter rubber baton, multi, another with a 1.5-inch CS on it, possibly a reference to CS gas. So it looks like they're going to start getting rough. You know, you carried that article on Monday about the official talking about they didn't want to see Tiananmen Square coming. And I had just seen a picture before I saw your article of a small woman, very small woman in a red dress, barefoot, right in the face of half a dozen guys just armed to the teeth and in full riot gear that were towering over her about a foot taller than she was. I looked at that and I said, that is the Hong Kong version of Tiananmen Square. That is the resolution of these people. But there's something else behind this. There's the Wall Street Journal article that came out today that essentially looked at the Christian influence of this. It said the Hong Kong democracy protests carry a Christian mission for some. Now, Christians understand where this is going. This is not simply a political issue. It impinges on every freedom. And, of course, we all know how severely the Chinese government has persecuted Christians. When I was in mainland China and we took a train from mainland China to Hong Kong, we could tell that we were out of mainland China and approaching Hong Kong because we started seeing crosses. You don't see that in mainland China. So they know where this is headed. And just like the Black Regiment that was part of the American Revolution here, and that was the clergy who got up in front of the independence movement, in front of the religious movement. It's one of the reasons why free speech and freedom of religion is our very First Amendment, recognizing our God-given freedoms. They understood that. That's why the American clergy was up front. And the same thing is essentially happening in Hong Kong. Unfortunately, here in America, most of the people in the churches will take the position of that lady saying, obey your government. Just sit down and shut up. Obey your government. They don't see where this is headed, even into Christian persecution. And so what they're saying is that Hong Kong churches are playing a very quiet but important role in the city's protests, offering food and shelter to demonstrators, with some organizers and supporters citing Christian values as the inspiration for their fight. And they have a political scientist here saying that Christians and the Chinese government, the difference is unbridgeable. They say Christians, by definition, don't trust the communists. The communists have suppressed Christians wherever they are. And, of course, we know that is true. They even talk talked to a couple of the Occupy leaders. One is a Baptist minister. Another one said he's a Christian, but he wouldn't talk about his faith in detail. He said his faith was in the streets. He knew that they were going to stand up for this. So there's one other data point that we see, just like that app that that guy was talking about, how they could communicate with each other over short distances without Wi-Fi, without cell phone.
So we'll be back with more on the situation in Hong Kong and your calls coming up. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back live on the Alex Jones Show. It's Paul Joseph Watson in studio with David Knight. Quick breaking news on the individual who came into Dallas with Ebola. Liberia to prosecute man who brought Ebola to US, reports the Associated Press. Liberian authorities say they plan to prosecute the man infected with Ebola who brought the disease to the United States, saying he lied on his airport health questionnaire. So more questions about whether he traveled to the US simply to get better treatment than he might expect to get in Africa. Before the break, we were touching upon the Hong Kong protests. US now admits it's funding Occupy Central, reports Anthony Cartolucci out of Land Destroyer. Basically, he refers to a Washington Post article which states, quote, Chinese leaders unnerved by protests elsewhere this year have been steadily tightening controls over civic organizations on the mainland suspected of carrying out the work of foreign powers. Later in the article, they go on to explain how the Chinese president and Vladimir Putin are talking about this Hong Kong situation as if it could be a staged or at least hijacked color revolution. So now they're saying that these Hong Kong protests could have been funded by the likes of the National Endowment for Democracy, which we've seen before with the Arab Spring, and of course in Kiev with the overthrow of the democratically elected government there, were very much evident in hijacking and steering the protests. Again, not to say that this Hong Kong situation isn't founded on genuine grievances. It obviously is, given that Beijing has basically announced that now it's going to hand-select political candidates in Hong Kong before people can vote on them, again, eviscerating their freedoms that they've cherished for a long time and defended staunchly against potential Chinese imposition. David Knight, your take on these claims that the US, the CIA, the NDE could be hijacking the Hong Kong protests as a form of destabilization aimed at China?
Well, no doubt they are. They always use these Machiavellian calculations, and they will always fund the enemy of their enemy, whether they want to do it. And they will always try to co-opt any movement. That is always an issue anywhere. But just because they give money to them, as they've given to other people, that doesn't delegitimize the movement. I believe there's a lot more to this. I believe there's a lot more to some of these other movements that have been funded. So just as we see that there are people in Islamic countries that are angry and furious and activated because of the American presence there, they use those people, they manipulate that, they build it up to create another threat. We understand that there is a large part of the American government that is in the military-industrial complex that is always fomenting unrest, always fomenting war, because that is in their interest. And we understand there's competing blocks, but there are still very legitimate things that are going on here in Hong Kong. And I think the people there, as I mentioned before, they truly understand the issue of freedom. And when the Chinese government steps in and says, we are not going to allow you to have any candidate stand for election unless they have pledged their loyalty and love for mainland Chinese communists, that was the impetus of this. That's where it began. And it's up to those people in Hong Kong, just as it is to anyone everywhere, to make sure that their freedom movements don't get co-opted by other people, just as we've seen that happening here with the Tea Party, with Occupy America. That doesn't occupy Wall Street. We don't delegitimize the grievances of those people, but they have to be aware that their movements and their grievances aren't taken over by people who are just going to co-opt that and shove it aside and push that down and not address what they want to have happen.
And I mean, the situation in China, they have alternate political parties in China, but they're it's in name only. I mean, the alternate political party leaders have to go to, again, pledge their love for the Communist Party of China on basically a monthly basis. They have to go to a kind of brainwashing session where they get the talking points from the Communist Party, even though they're supposedly representing an alternative. And they have to profess their allegiance to the Communist Party. So this is what Beijing is trying to impose on Hong Kong, which up until now has been its own autonomous state, of course, since being handed back to China by the British in 97. But those freedoms, those protections were supposed to be legally bound, protected against communist incursion. Now Beijing is trying to roll that back, which is why you see a lot of the protests. Moving on, though, there's a story out of California, David. I mean, we've talked about this before. In fact, there was a case, I remember, a couple of years ago, one of the stars of the National Geographic Doomsday Preppers show. He basically went in to get treated for back pain at his local doctors. They took him to be suicidal. He later ended up having his guns seized because he may have, you know, he may have self-harmed or whatever the excuse was. Now we're seeing that a similar case in California, David, where they're talking about family members of gun owners ratting them out and potentially leading to gun confiscation. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, that's a bill that was signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown. It's the first law in the United States that's going to give families who think that a close relative might commit gun violence. It gives the family the ability to petition for a restraining order, essentially have that person's firearms taken away. Now, of course, we don't want to see mentally ill people with firearms, but it all boils down to what is the process here? Is this due process is going on? Is there another agenda? And I would say, Paul, that since virtually all these cases are predicated not by gun ownership, but by the use of SSRIs, why can't the family petition that they get their SSRIs taken away? I mean, they're not going to do anything to address what we all believe here at InfoWars is the root cause of this, and that is the increased conditions. When you take these SSRIs for psychological conditions, in many cases it exacerbates those conditions, especially if someone comes off of the SSRI. So that's really what they need to address, and the fact that they are not looking at that makes you understand that there's a different agenda here. This is strictly another way to control firearms and to do it without due process.
Okay, we're going to go to some of your calls now. John in Michigan's been holding a while. We'll go to John. You're on the air.
I want to talk about this lady from Gainesville, Georgia. Her name is Ashley Huff. She was only 23. She was arrested for possessing a spoon covered in SpaghettiO residue, tomato sauce. And she spent about 47 days in jail after she couldn't make all these appointments for drug testing and for like and all this stuff. I don't know, these weird appointments they gave her. And her public defender even came out and said, it's a giant mistake, you know, and it ruined her life. And it's sad because they tried to get her to take the plea bargain the whole time, just plead guilty, you know, and we'll let you out, you know. And it's pretty sad. But also, I was looking at, there's been like formerly classified documents that have been obtained from the Department of Defense that reveal that like colloidal silver has an effect against fighting Ebola, you know, with your immune system. It helps fight the hemorrhagic fever. And apparently they've been trying to block shipments going to Africa. The World Health Organization has recently blocked several shipments.
Yeah, I've read about that story. I don't know if it's confirmed or not, but it definitely seems to be one that keeps cropping up. Referring to the previous story, I mean, David, isn't this, you know, emblematic of a banana republic where you commit some petty crime that's mistaken, you get trapped in the penal system, and you can't get out? I mean, that really gets to the heart of it, doesn't it?
It really does. And, you know, the SpaghettiOs is an extreme case of that. But look at the reality that 80% of the people in prison for drug offenses are there for possession of marijuana. We have more people in prison than any other country per population, way more than communist China that we were just talking about. And most of them are there because of marijuana. So, you know, when we look at this prison system, there's a lot of profit that is there for the private prison companies in a lot of different areas, but it's a way for the government to exercise control. There's a lot of ballot initiatives coming up where people would have, in Alaska and other places, there's marijuana that is on the ballot. Are they going to allow medical marijuana? Are they going to decriminalize it? I think it's something that people need to take a very close look at, and we need to question whether or not we want to continue this drug war that's gone on now for 40, 50 years. It started back in the 70s when Richard Nixon declared a war on drugs, and then it went into steroids with Ronald Reagan, where they had mandatory minimums and all other kinds of things that filled up the prisons. It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. Our experiment with alcohol prohibition didn't work. The only difference is that with alcohol prohibition, they did it legally. They passed a constitutional amendment. They don't even have the constitutionally legal authority to prohibit marijuana or any of these other drugs that they're now enforcing as part of the war on drugs. That's something people need to take a look at.
5% of the world's population in the United States, yet it has 25% of the world's prison population. That makes the United States the world's largest jailer. I mean, these stats are ridiculous. Since 1970, the prison population in the United States has increased 700%.
And most of that is the war on drugs. And I've had law enforcement against prohibition on many times. I've interviewed them on the nightly news. Jim Gearock, a former prosecutor in Cook County in Chicago. And he started out believing that they could stop this by interdiction, that they could stop it by force, just as many people believe that they could stop the harmful effects of alcohol that way. You can't. It's a social problem. It's a psychological problem. It's a spiritual. It's a medical problem. It is not a law enforcement problem. And so they need to address it that way. That's what's filling up our prisons, and there's a lot of very sinister undercurrents to that with the private prisons and other things like that. But it's that legal system. That's where we first began losing our rights to due process, where they could essentially charge inanimate objects with crimes and just confiscate them. So even before the war on terror, we had the war on drugs that was essentially attacking the fundamental basis of our liberty and our right to the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. You know, I mean, talking about due process with these guns, I mean, we have lost due process so many decades ago with the war on drugs.
Pamela in California, you're on the air. Go ahead, Pamela.
Hi, I'm calling because I wanted to let everyone know about there's a Texas federal lawsuit to force Obama and DHS to stop illegal alien dump of illegal aliens that are not pre-screened for illnesses, criminal background, and identity, and quarantine these people as well as people coming, traveling legally from Ebola-stricken areas. And there's actually a hearing on this lawsuit October 29th in Brownsville, Texas, at the federal courthouse at 10 in the morning. And Orly Tates is a private citizen. She's a doctor of dentistry in California. And she's a private citizen. She brought this lawsuit, and she's doing the work that all the state attorney generals and all the state governors should be doing in trying to defend herself and defend other citizens of this country from the federal government's lack of protecting us by sealing the borders, by ensuring people coming over the border are carrying seriously contagious, deadly illnesses like Ebola. So I was calling about that, and it just really demonstrates, actually Governor Perry was alerted of this lawsuit, hasn't done anything to become an intervener or to join the lawsuit, and then also the State Attorney General of Texas was alerted by myself. I called both offices. So we're in a sorry state of affairs where even our states are not protecting us from the federal government.
Yeah, I mean, we've got an article on Infowars.com which kind of ties into that, which is Rand Paul blaming political correctness for hindering scientific decisions on Ebola outbreak. And we've seen this at the border, haven't we, David, where even the ISIS threat now is being ignored, even though we had the leaks from within law enforcement sources that ISIS was active in Mexico just across the border, being ignored by the Obama administration because its border agenda is diametrically opposite to having anything safe and secure. What's your take on that, David?
Well, yeah, you mentioned Rand Paul's interview saying that it was political correctness. There was an article up that Drudge linked to on Breitbart. Nancy Pelosi chides a reporter for using the term illegal alien. You know, when they ask her a question about illegal aliens, she said, are you referring to undocumented people who are in the United States? And he says, illegal alien, yes, ma'am. She said, undocumented people. Okay. So we've got 13,500 people, the Daily Caller says, in these two countries that are under an Ebola pandemic that have visas to enter the United States. Now, if you've got a visa permission, there are certain conditions in that visa. They are granting you permission to enter. Why can't we at least have the conditions that people are going to be quarantined? We've got dogs coming into the UK, as we mentioned yesterday, 21 days if they're coming in from the EU or the United States, if they're coming in from other countries, 3 months. Why can't we at least protect our human population as much as other countries are concerned about protecting their dogs? It's just political correctness.
Josh in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, guys. Great listening to you. I wanted to talk to you a couple things real quick. One, about the Ebola. I know you're not in these or anything, but you know, kind of what's the best thing to protect ourselves against it? I got a 7-year-old daughter that, you know, concerns me. The other thing, just what you guys brought up a minute ago with that other caller about the war on drugs, it's just a joke. It is absolutely a joke. You find me anywhere that a pothead is going to do half the damage that somebody out drinking is going to do. It's just not going to happen. So the war on drugs, that's absolutely just a joke.
Well, I mean, with Ebola, there really is nothing you can add. I guess you could avoid large population areas. Obviously, you have to avoid West Africa. But apart from that, David, there's really not a lot. There's no known cure that's been actually established at the moment. They're working on vaccines, drugs. Some have been successful, some haven't. Apart from that, it's... And again, I'm at the point... Go ahead.
You can take a look at what the CDC recommends. Might start with what they're recommending for airplanes. There's several publications where they're putting out their advice for that. But, you know, there's certain risks that we just take every day. Every day we run down the road. We're pretty close to people that are passing us, just a few feet away from somebody that's coming at me 60 miles an hour, and I'm going 60 miles an hour. So there's an element of risk that we all accept in our everyday life. One of the things you can do is make sure that your immune system is in as good a shape as possible. I do believe that there's also something that silver is very effective. I take that on a regular basis, so does my family. I think that's very effective at not only controlling bacteria, but other studies have said that they thought that it was effective at controlling viruses. So you can do some research in that. I would just say, you know, make sure, as you should, whether it's going to be from a pandemic or whether it's some kind of a power outage, you should prepare in advance a little bit, have some extra food in case something does turn up in your community and they start quarantining and isolating things. It could be difficult for you to get access to food and water. So just make sure you have that there, like you would if you were preparing for a storm. You need to always have a certain amount of preparation and then just try to prepare yourself to be as healthy as possible. You know, many of these people who are survivalists will say that people who have medical issues aren't going to make it past the first couple of days if there's some kind of a grid down scenario because they just aren't in physical shape. So try to get yourself and your family in as good a possible physical shape as you can.
We're coming back on the Alex Jones Show Live. We're going to talk to Lionel in the next segment. More of your calls coming up with David Knight on all these domestic and global issues. InfoWarsStore.com. That's the website for all the health products. Stay tuned.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Living on the road, my
friend. We're back on the Alex Jones Show, final segment of this second hour. We're still covering Ebola. David Knight's got some interesting info on the American doctor who came back into Atlanta to receive treatment. We've heard about the ZMAP being pretty hit and miss, but David, some interesting info on how he was treated for Ebola.
Yeah, when we first heard about it, we heard a lot about the fact that he recovered based on the ZMAP vaccine. Of course, that's a vaccine that's been developed by the U.S. military and tobacco companies. Very interesting genetically modified plant body. It's not a traditional vaccine. But in a question interview with Scientific American, the medical director at Emory University, where Kent Brantley and the lady who was working with him were treated, they said it's been reported that Brantley received a blood transfusion from a recovered patient. And they asked him about that. Of course, the medical director said, I cannot comment on what I read on his chart. So that brings into even more question the efficacy of ZMAP, because we've had two people who supposedly were treated with it and recovered, two people who were treated with it and died, three people who were treated with it, and we still don't know the outcome of theirs. But that's not really anything that's any better than we've seen from the people who were not treated. So further down in the interview, they ask him about the ethics of giving vaccines to patients that have not, where the vaccines have not been fully vetted for safety and for efficacy. Of course, we know that the CDC not only is lying about checking people at the borders, but they also lied about the autism connection to vaccines in a study that was put out 10 years ago and covered that up for 10 years. But he makes an interesting comment. He says, I think it's ethical to study experimental biologicals and vaccines, but we have to be extremely cautious. It's not as though we have something we know works. So he apparently doesn't have any confidence in the ZMAP vaccine.
And another thing he said was they told him he could be contagious for up to 7 months. That was interesting.
Yes, they said that they have noticed that people are shedding the Ebola virus, people who have recovered. They asked him about the immunity of the doctor, and they said, yes, he does have immunity now to that strain of Ebola, but there's five strains of Ebola. And they said that people continue to shed the virus in their sexual fluids and their urine for several months after, up to 7 months afterwards. So that is another vector of transmission that is possible, although they said that they had not. They see that being shed, but they have not verified that somebody has caught it by that method.
In an article you mentioned earlier out of the Weekly Standard, White House screening procedures in place at our border. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest told reporters today that after the Ebola case in Dallas, the Obama administration reminded border law enforcement agencies of the protocol to deal with people. So they're saying they reminded them as if these measures were already in place, but we know they weren't, David.
Yeah, we see the same thing in this interview with the medical director at Emory University in the Scientific American interview that we heard from Perry and from the CDC yesterday. He says, as we've been saying all along, we feel the high fatality rates in developing parts of the world where this infection occurs are because of a lack of resources. Yet, when you look at how rapidly this has expanded in a country where they only have 4 million people, in just 6 months they've had 3,000 cases, 2,000 of those people have died. And when you normalize that to the population of the United States, as we said before, you're looking at hundreds of thousands of people coming down with it, hundreds of thousands of people dying. Do we really have a medical system that can handle that kind of burden on it? I would say no. So people need to be cautious about this. There's, at this point, there's very little that we can do, but you need to try to educate yourself about how this is transmitted.
David Knight, thanks for joining us. We'll be up with Lionel Media in studio next, talking to Lionel about a number of different topics. Alex Jones Show Live, stay tuned.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.